Protesters cry, "Won't somebody think of the children at COP25 climate summit?" by Simon Kent on December 5, 2019. Parents from around the globe Thursday turned into protesters at the United Nations COP25 climate summit in Madrid, saying the world must defeat the threat of global warming to give our children the future that they deserve. "Our children are being handed a broken world on the verge of climate chaos and ecological breakdown," they said in an open declaration from 222 associations in 27 countries. "As parents, seeing this is agonizing." The plea comes the day before young climate strikers led by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg plan to march through the Spanish capital under the Friday for Futures banner. The student-led movement, sparked by Thunberg's solo protests last year in front of Sweden's parliament, saw millions pour into the streets worldwide ahead of a UN climate summit. "Many of the delegates at 25 Colombian pesos are also parents, and we appeal to these delegates in particular," the declaration said. "Addressing the climate crisis is not the responsibility of our children - it's our job as adults and parents to act." On Monday, as 40 heads of state took turns working similar themes, Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen at one point held up a stuffed polar bear. "All of you, just like me, are so-called decision makers, and probably have children or grandchildren who you love," he said in a scolding tone. "Think about those children when you take a decision on behalf of your country," he continued. "Because our children will later think about us, about what we did, or what we did not do." Costa Rica's President Carlos Alvarado made it even more personal. "I have a 6-year-old kid," he said at a gathering of leaders. "If we are not courageous enough to take action in these weeks, we will not only be failing me and my kid, we will be letting down humanity." Approximately 25,000 people have flown into the Spanish capital for the 2-week conference. It is being covered by another 1,500 journalists who have also jetted in, although the local response has been tepid, as Breitbart London reported. AFP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.